Hi, New 102.7. We're welcoming Geralyn to the show. Hi, Geralyn.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. Where are you calling in from today?
We're calling from Long Island, Bohemia.
Okay, who's we?
I have my son-in-law and my daughter with me.
Wow, you have a whole team.
Yeah. All right, Geralyn. Let's toss Karen Carson out of the studio so we can get to playing these five pop culture trivia questions.
All right, Karen, you got to leave.
All right, Geralyn, good luck.
And there she goes.
Thanks.
Karen's gone. We got five questions ready to go. Let's play Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go. Again, can you beat Karen? Yeah. Okay.
You know, Anthony, Geralyn's from Bohemia on Long Island. Mm-hmm. Do you know Bohemian Rhapsody was actually... That has nothing to do with Long Island.
I didn't think it did.
Yeah, but for a second there.
All right, Geralyn. By the way, anyone in your car who knows the answer can shout it out. So you got a pretty good chance at winning here. Number one, Geralyn. Nancy Wheeler is getting her own spin-off novel. She's a character on what popular TV show?
Are you kidding me? Nobody knows? I'll say Stranger Things.
Wow. What part of Brooklyn is hosting a winter village that you have to pay to enter?
Oh, my God. No idea.
We'll move on to question number three. Diddy's team is sending a cease and desist order to this streaming platform for content that they released. Here's a hint. Its logo is red. What streaming platform is that?
TikTok?
Tim Allen starred in The Santa Claus, and then this streaming platform picked it up as a weekly TV show. What streaming platform is it?
Paramount?
And the final question for Geralyn. What was Tony Soprano's father's name?
Oh, my God. This is a dud today.
3 seconds. 2, 1.
Okay, Tony.
All right. Geralyn and family got 1 out of 5 correct on Can't Beat Karen. 1, Geralyn.
That's terrible.
All right. We can beat up the family later for it. We got to get Karen back into the studio. Let's see how she does with the same questions. Hey, if she gets none correct, Geralyn, you win the game. Karen's back.
Okay.
Don't tell Karen your score. Karen, you didn't hear anything that happened because Geralyn and her family tossed you out of the studio. Nancy Wheeler is getting her own spin-off novel. She's a character on what popular TV show?
Oh, Stranger Things.
Yes, you and Geralyn got a point. Nice job.
Can you guys stop talking about Stranger Things? It's Stranger Things this, Taylor Swift that.
It doesn't stop. It's everywhere.
You watched it.
What part of Brooklyn is hosting a winter village that you have to pay to enter?
Oh, Williamsburg.
It's the most Williamsburg thing that Williamsburg can do. Yeah, you got a point. Geralyn did not.
That and avocado toast.
Exactly. Diddy's team is sending a cease and desist order to this streaming platform for content that they released. Here's a hint. Its logo is red.
Netflix.
It's Netflix. You got a point. Geralyn said TikTok. That's not the correct answer.
Oh.
Tim Allen starred in The Santa Claus, and then this streaming platform picked it up as a weekly TV show. Which streaming platform is it?
I have no clue.
All right. Nobody got it correct.
Can't even find Landman when I want to.
And you watch that show religiously.
I know. I don't know who streams what.
The original Santa Claus was a Disney original, so what streaming platform do you think?
Disney.
Disney Plus. Okay. Nobody got a point. Final question. What was Tony Soprano's father's name?
Oh. I have zero clue. Zero clue.
Nobody got a point for that one.
Anthony.
It was Johnny.
Oh.
No one got a point.
Oh, my God. It was Johnny?
Yes, it
was. I don't remember Tony Soprano having a dad. Hey, Tony Soprano, underneath the desk. Is that true?
Yeah, but he died before the show started. Geralyn got 1 out of 5 correct. Karen Carson leaves the game with 3 out of 5.
Oh, my God.
They were hard today.
I didn't know a lot of them either. So here's the deal. You did win a $100 Toys R Us gift card at American Dream. Hopefully you can help us get to our toy drive goal of 10,000 toys for girls and boys by donating during your visit. Toys R Us is also giving 10% off any toy you donate. How cool is that?
I sure will.
Oh, you're
the best. That's great.
Also, just got a shout out. 917 just said they just bought a toy for our toy drive. It was so easy, and it feels so good to do something nice for the children.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We are so blessed.
All right, Geralyn, there's one more thing you got to say.
I can't beat Karen. Love you guys.
Can you beat Karen? No. Next time, then.
This morning on Blown Up, we're trying to help Brittany. She's been seeing Manny for 4.5 months. And then last week on Thanksgiving, she said he basically proposed.
Basically.
What?
They talked about getting a ring. He said he's saving up. And now, literally, they went from that to nothing. So, we're calling Manny and hoping that all works out well.
I don't feel good about this.
No, there's something wrong.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Manny?
Yeah, this is Manny. Who's this?
Hey, this is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony from New 102.7. You're on the radio with us, Manny. Good morning. You won a prize.
I did?
You did.
Oh, that's fantastic. What'd I get?
Manny, the woman of your dreams, the potential wife of your dreams, Brittany, we want to send you on a date with her, and we want to pay for it. We know you guys had some sparks on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a great Thanksgiving, and we talked about a lot of stuff, and mostly, you know, getting married. So, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's what we heard, and we heard that that you were saving up for a ring, and then all of a sudden she's not hearing from you, so she's a little confused, Manny.
Well, she you know told me I would have to save up for a ring, and so I'm kind of pissed off about it because I told her that I was going to propose to her with my great grandmother's ring.
Oh,
yeah, from 1920.
Oh.
Yeah, and she just went crazy.
Well, yeah, I went crazy. Of course I don't want some old, dusty, depression-era ring. Are you kidding me? It's 2025, almost 2026. I want a special fancy diamond. Are you kidding?
So, Manny, Brittany has been listening. I'm sorry.
Come on, doing this on the f***ing radio? What the f***?
I don't understand what the problem is. First of all, who gives a f*** that we're on the radio? Second of all, we had this whole conversation about this the other day. You are serious about marrying me, and I'm serious about marrying you. But I don't want some dusty, rusty, old, nasty Depression-era ring with a diamond the size of a penny.
That is disgusting. That is, you are out of line.
Wait, a diamond the size of a penny sounds nice.
And she is so insulting to me and my family over this.
I don't want that f***ing ring. Dig your grandmother back up and give it back to her.
Oh! How dare you? That is so horrible.
I don't think this marriage is going to happen.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.